39-yard line.
From the 39, first and 10, right to left across your radio. Beale City in white jerseys, a very soft gray numbers. Blue pants, white helmets with the blue star. Not to be confused with Port Hope, it's actually the Aggie is a Pegasus, allegedly. Not quite sure how that works out. But two wide to the left and two men in the backfield. Gross is under center. It's a quick handoff right at the middle, and leaping in the air at midfield is number 17, Chase Rollin, who gets out for about a 12-yard gain and leaps over, but Terrence Dubes, but Dubes chips him up a little bit enough to bring him down into Lincoln territory at the 49-yard line.
And good thing, too, because if Chase Rollin lands on his feet, he's in the end zone by now. Nobody else back there. And a quick run play out of that spread backfield. Quick handoff by the quarterback to Rollin, and he bursts through the line of scrimmage.
13-8, Beale City over Lakers.
Harbor Beach leads 35-0 at halftime in their game.
Over USA. Two wide to the left, two men in the backfield, splitting the backfield. And it's a quick handoff around the left end. Lakers are on them at the 44-yard line. Number 17, Chase Rollin, your ball carrier there, stopped by number 83, Ian Snyder, that defensive end senior for this Lakers squad with 11:05 left here in the third. Beale City on their first drive of the second half, facing a second and 5 now from the Laker 44.
Basically the same play, just on the near side of the field this time. A quick dive play there by Chase Rollin, just quickly getting through the defensive line into the linebacking core for a fast 5 yards. Looking like they're going to spread it out here a little bit, Clark.
Two wide to the left, one to the right. Only one man in the backfield. He's offset to the right as well. And they're going to give him the handoff. And the Lakers blast through the line at the 45-yard line. A loss of one. Alex Matthews is going to start thinking twice before he gets the call. As the Lakers blasted right through that line. A number of green jerseys all over them. And a loss of a yard, third and 6.
And that's that off-center dive play that they've been running all night and had a little bit of success here recently. And, again, they spread it out. The Lakers not spreading out with them, staying in the box, taking away the run. And that defensive line exploded through the line of scrimmage, led by Quinton Smith.
Quinton Smith gets the first tackle for a loss for Lakers on the night. Man in motion to the right, and they're going to hand off to the left, and he puts his head down at the 41-yard line. That's number 17, Chase Rollins, stopped by Terrence Dubes. As it's now Harbor Beach 41-0.
Chase Rollins on a sweet play to the near side of the field. A short gain for him. Nice stop on defense by that Lakers front four. And fourth down upcoming now for the Aggies.
I'd like to point out it's 41-0 in the Harbor Beach USA game. We're getting updates for that one right now. 13-8 in this game here. Beale City over Lakers currently. Neither team has scored two touchdowns in a row here. Beale City came out, but the Lakers took the lead back. Now Beale City gained it with a minute 20 before halftime. They have the ball here, facing a fourth down, and we have a little bit of emotion going on right as the snap went on. And it's going to be an offsides against Lakers. So the hard count and that second step going down to the three-point stance works for Beale City. And it's going to be a first down, 5 yards walked off. They needed two for the first down. So a new set of downs here for the Aggies, now at the Laker 36-yard line.
We just talked to Clark how that head pulled Lakers since the first play of the game. And then all they do is add a little hard count into it, and Lakers comes flying across the line of scrimmage. The whole defensive line did. Easy call and an easy first down for the Aggies.
Wide receiver each way. Gross to pass. He looks to his left and is a screen pass to Farrell. He gets down to the 31-yard line. Stopped by number 7, Seth Bowles, at the 31-yard line. It's going to be a 5-yard gain, brings up second down, 5 to go, 8:35 left in the third. It's still 13-8, Beale City.
And Austin McCabe not far away there. Design pass, design screen the whole way. Quarterback Tucker Gross dropping back very far, very quickly, knowing that the D-line's coming after him, but they responded well. Watching the offensive lineman leave, they followed him over there in a short gain for the Aggies.
D-formation is a handoff to number 22 around the right end, Luke Farrell. And the Lakers comes in with the stop, led by number 83, Ian Snyder, at the 29-yard line, a gain of maybe a yard. Brings up third down now, fourth to go for the Laker defense.
Again, that sweet play this time to the right side of the field. And instead of giving it to Rollin, Luke Farrell had it that time and run right into the arms of defensive end senior Ian Snyder, manning that side of the field, not letting anyone by.
Beale City moving right to left across the radio in the T formation. Three men in the backfield. Gross is under center. He's a junior quarterback. A lot of juniors on this team here. Is they going to be keeper goes for the pass?
Look out, coming smoke! Coming from his blind side, Seth Bowles brings Gross down in the backfield.
He didn't even see him coming. He didn't even hear footsteps. That door was wide open, and he made himself at home. He grabs a bag of potato chips and sat right on his couch. 7:14 left in the third quarter. Brings up a 4th-and-12 now for Beale City.
That was a little more vicious than that guy that snuck into the White House not that long ago. That's another story for you. Seth Bowles blitzing from the weak side of the field. The play was rolling to the right, the blind side to quarterback Tucker Gross, and Seth Bowles, untouched, couldn't believe it himself, actually slowed up a little bit before he put his shoulder pad into the quarterback's back.
And they're going for it on 4th down, looking to pass. He has to flush out of the pocket, goes to his right. He's scrambling and is brought down at the 33-yard line, way short of the first down by about 8 yards, stopped by number 50, Austin McCabe, the senior. And we have a turnover of downs with 6:38 left in the third quarter, exactly what Lakers is looking for on this first possession.
Exactly. Swing the momentum their way. Get a big sack. The crowd erupts. A big-time play. Now field position back to the Lakers' side. 33, starting on their own 33-yard line. Again, the defense doing their job, giving their offense a chance to take the lead here in the middle of the third quarter.
38 yards, 5 minutes and 22 seconds. Results in a turnover of downs off of 9 plays. Dustin Cady and the keeper coming out of the spread formation. He's past the 40. Drain. His defender has the first down by about a yard. It's going to be an 11-yard gain. Waddell said and done. And finally brought down by Tucker Gross in the secondary. And Beale City was not ready to see Dustin Cady coming out of the trenches and beyond. And perhaps this is exactly what Lakers are doing in the second half.
Yeah, and I'm not sure why not. A design run out of that power eye, that power pistol they've been running, and right back to what worked for them in the first quarter, Dustin Cady keeping their ball, and they're going to do it again here on first down.
Except not much going to this one. They're out for about another yard.
Oh, yeah.
Out to the 45-yard line when Dustin Cady was going down. More players came in from Beale City, and this is more than likely going to be a late-hit personal foul against Beale City. So this would be a result in an automatic first down and push Lakers into Beale City territory. Let's see what the call is here. It's going to be a personal foul against Beale City. The A's do not like it. Head coach Lou Rao does not like it.
And actually, Clark, it's an easy call. Beale City,
absolutely.
Beale City so far has really enjoyed holding these guys up in the air and just swatting at the ball. And that's gotten Mauricio Diaz-Reyes twice to fumble the football. And this time, his forward progress had stopped. They were pushing him backward, and a defender come from the secondary and hit the pile as the whistle was blowing, and it's unnecessary there. Free 15 yards, Lakers moving into the Aggie secondary.
At the 41-yard line of Aggie territory. Dustin Cady keeps it right in the middle, down to the 35, still on his feet at the 30, and he has 3 white jerseys all over him. They're going to mark him down at the 31-yard line. Tackled by number 17, Chase Rollin, and it's going to be a 11-yard gain. Move the chains for the Lakers.
Finding different ways to give Dustin Cady some space to run. Not sure why the Aggies are buying into any sort of play action or read option that Dustin Cady has given right now, taking away Terrence Dubes and leaving the center of the field for Dustin Cady to run down another first down, and Dustin Cady doing a great job.
And we have a flag flying right from the middle of the field. The umpire right in the middle of the field. This could potentially Jason Herbert call that one. And it's going to be
unsportsmanlike conduct
against Beale City. Looks like the nose guard there, or the guard, got a little mouthy. Those face masks do not mask everything. And so this is going to be another walk off of 3 yards, 5 yards to there to the 20-yard line. They continue to go here. It's going to be a 15-yard walk off from the line of scrimmage. So now Lakers in the red zone at the 15-yard line.
Man,
this is a free drive, frankly, for the Lakers.
Yeah, unnecessary penalties here. This is very weird to see the Aggies doing this kind of thing. I mean,